Okay, we have a very, very important piska coming up. I was not kidding when I said in shir today that it might be the most important one. For some reason, the guys didn't believe me. What can you do? So, Perek Beis Piska Aleph. You may hear this from me again at some point this year, because I sometimes use it in a Musar Shmuz or in some other talk. It's very, very yisodi, very fundamental. Inyan Torah Lishma, L'shem HaTorah. What is Torah Lishma? Rav Kook's Mechadesh, the Torah Lishma actually means L'shem HaTorah, for Torah's sake. Let's just pause there for a second, because there's already a huge chiddush there. A lot of people think in their minds, what does lo lishma mean? Lo lishma means you're learning because of what? What? Like what? Oh, a schar is already maybe even a little closer to lishma. What's like the classic lo lishma?
Test.
A test. Okay, but there's even a worse lo lishma. Yeah, for kavod, what people will think of me. You know, let me go learn, like, when nobody's in the base, you know, so that word will get out, you know, that I was there. Learning, you know, using the Torah as a kardon lachpor bo, Lashon of Pirkei Avos, use it as a shovel, use it as a tool to further your own interests. That's the lowest level of lo lishma. True, learning to it for a test can also be lo lishma, but that can also be lishma. It really depends on the person. Maybe the test is actually motivating them. Lo lishma we usually think of as using Torah to further your own personal interests. However, how do we normally understand lishma? What's like the classic understanding of lishma? To get closer to Hashem. In other words, I want to understand my Judaism more. You've heard this, right? I want to feel a closer connection to Hashem and His Torah. Rav Kook is mechadesh that even that level that we normally think of as lishma has a little bit of lo lishma. You know why? Because who's at the receiving end? At the end of the day, you are. You're at the receiving. It's all about you. Sometimes I'll have guys in a sicha yishit. They're very, very common. I ask, you know, what are your goals for the year? So usually, you know, at the beginning of the year, a lot of the times the guys will say, I want to build my skills, right? Which is great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting this down. I want to build my skills. I want to be able to read on my own. I want to increase my yadios. But what word appears in every one of those? Me or my, right? At the end of the day, you're learning Torah for yourself. You're at the center. Even if you're learning it for Dveikus B'Hashem, it's so that you can come closer to God. Rav Kook here is mechadesh that there's a whole nother level of Lishma. And Lishma actually means, in its purest sense, the Shem HaTorah. You are doing a service for the Torah. You're totally mevato yourself to the Torah. Doesn't make a lot of sense, right? What could I possibly do for the Torah? Normally we think of it the opposite. The Torah has so much to offer me. Rav Kook says, no, the purest form of Lishma, the Torah does have a lot to offer you, but the purest, the highest form of Lishma is L'shem HaTorah. You are doing a service for Torah. What are you doing? What can you possibly be doing? Let's continue. Ki mitzius hachachma hu ritzon Hashem yisbarach shetihyeh befoal. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants his chachma in this world to go from the realm of koach, the realm of potential existence, into the realm of shetihyeh befoal. God wants his chachma to be transformed in this world from a realm of bekorach, potential wisdom, into a world of actual human wisdom. The ein mitzias yoser nechmada umeula mikom asher efshar leichashev. There's no greater existence in the world. Listen to this. The highest existence we can possibly have in Olam Hazeh, the loftiest, the holiest thing, is when part of God's chachma, his mind kibiyachol, is given some human, some worldly form. When God's chachma is given worldly form, that, to Rav Kook, that's the mitzias yoser nechmada. That's the most awesome, the most amazing mitzias we can have in this world, higher than anything else. Ve'en hachisaron ki'im mitzidenu. This is echoing the Or HaChaim, the famous words of the Or HaChaim and Sefer Dvarim. Im hayu b'nei adam margishim. If we would only taste the real taste of Torah, we'd all be rushing after her. And we'd all be darting for her. Just give me Torah. But we have a chisaron. We don't feel the sweetness of that mitzius of chachma taking on worldly or human form. Shemitzan hayosenu shkuim baguf. Because we're enclosed in our bodies. Einanu makirim kol inyan godel v'chozek v'ilui mitziusa. We can't comprehend the awesomeness of what's happening as we learn a word of Torah. Think about this. This is really one of the most awesome things we're going to learn this year. Hashem had Torah before He created the world, right? Torah was one of the things that kadma li'olam. So why did He have to create the world and give it to the Jewish people? Rav Kook's answer is as follows. Yeah, God had Torah. But where was the Torah? Not where physically. What kind of existence was it? It was God's wisdom, but because God is infinite, it didn't have like real terms, didn't have words yet. It was concepts. It was an idea. It was a godly idea. Just like God doesn't take form, so too God's wisdom didn't have any form. Just imagine like this infinite light. That's what Torah was. Kiner mitzvah, the Torah or. Before God gave the Torah to the Jewish people, imagine the Torah as this infinite light of God. God is just emanating this goodness. But there was no world yet, so it was all very theoretical. Like, where is this chachma going to be used? Where is all this goodness? Where is it going to be implemented? It's all very, very hypothetical, very lofty, very transcendent. What happens when God creates the world, creates the Jewish people, and gives us the Torah? The Torah itself is now undergoing a transformation. Why? Because now we're sitting down, and now all of a sudden there's a mitzvah haba bi'avera. We're spending a week about the dinim of mitzvah haba bi'avera. We're taking that light that's infinite, and now what are we doing? We're giving it a definition. And we're locating the din, and what are the parameters of the din? And what does God want apostle? And what doesn't He want apostle? Is there a chepta shel avera? Isn't there? And for a week, human beings are mefalpa. What's the din of mitzvah babi avera? Rav Kook says, it's only because we're enclosed in a body that we don't see the beauty of what just happened. What just happened? The Ribbono Shel Olam had a chachma that He wanted us to bring into this world and give it worldly form. Give it definitions. Bring it into this world and give it a new realm of existence. And that's a service that we're doing for Torah. Can I say something that may sound a little bit kfira? But I think this is emistic. God Himself couldn't even do that. Could God do that? Was there a way for God to do that without the Jewish people? I know this sounds a little bit of kfira. This is like entering into the world of God. But is there even a way for God to give the Torah a worldly form, to bring it down to this tangible level of existence without the Jewish people? I don't even think it's possible for Him to do that. Just like He can't make Himself physical. I know this is getting into really huge philosophical questions. But can God make Himself physical? I don't think He can do that. I know that God can do anything. Yeah, it's one of those. Right. But God doesn't take physical form. He can't give Himself a physical body. He doesn't limit Himself. so too, God couldn't, quote-unquote, kibiyachol, he couldn't take the Torah and give it human form. That means there's a whole area of Torah, there's a whole layer of Torah that only we can build and develop. Only we can bring that level of Torah into existence. It blows the mind. V'chachmas ha-Torah harei hi ha-gilui ha-eloki kefi ritzono yizbarach. What is chachmas ha-Torah? It's God's revealed light. Haba mitzad avodaseinu v'salmudeinu. It's God's revealed light that is now given what? It's been given a new mitzias. It's God's endless night that has just been given a new mitzias on earth. And that is thanks to the Jewish people. I once heard an awesome word from Rabbi Jacobson. He said the following. You guys know the Medrash about the Malachim. When the Torah was being given, Shabbos Pesach, it says the Malachim wanted to keep the Torah in Shamayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was like, but do you have lo sirtzach? Right? Do you have lo sinav? Look at the psukim. The psukim belong down here. And God said, you won. And he gave the Torah to the Jewish people. What's wrong with that medrash? Obvious question. What's wrong with that story?
So that Hashem wouldn't have given it to you.
Huh?
So that Hashem wouldn't have given it to us. Moshe didn't come up with that argument.
In other words, what were the malachim thinking? Did the malachim not know how to read? The malachim didn't see lois tirtzach? What are the malachim saying? Keep it in Shammai. You need a Moshe Rabbeinu to open the Sefer Torah and say, look, it says lois tirtzach. The malachim couldn't read. So Rav Yaakov said an awesome word based on a Ramban. What does it mean that Malachim wanted to keep it in Shamayim? They didn't want to read it like us. They didn't want to read it like human beings. They wanted every letter of the Torah to represent some midah of the endless, of the infinite God. They wanted to read the Torah and see infinity. They didn't want to read it like us. It was Moshe Rabbeinu that came along and said, there's one more way to read it that you don't have up there. All, with all the endless light of God, with all the Torah or that you have up there in the realm of Malachim, there's one more way, there's one more Kedushas HaTorah that you don't have up there. It's Lois Tirtzach. Read it like a human being reads it. That's one more Panim of Torah that the Malachim didn't have. This is exactly what Rav Kook is saying. It is up to the human being to give the Torah. It's mamish, it's literally handing the Torah a new existence. It's giving the Torah a new kiyum that it never had before. Now we're halfway through the paragraph. There's a change now in tone. Based on what we've said now, this is awesome in theory. This is theoretically awesome. Because what does it mean? It means the Jewish people are bringing down Torah into this world, giving it a new kiyum it never had before. But does that mean anything for me? What does that mean for Königsberg? I'm learning. What are we doing now? Karka ain't an exilis, right? Or you're learning mitzvah babi avera, whatever you're learning. They've already done this 50 million times. There are another 250 guys in Shalvin learning this sugya. They're bringing it down. Reb Shimon Shkup learned this sugya 100 years ago. He already brought it down. The Peoshua brought it down. The Rambams, the Ravids, Am Yisrael Dorosav. Am Yisrael has done a pretty good job of bringing it down. So what does it mean for me? This is not yet enough to impact my Talmud Torah. This is an awesome idea. Theoretically, the Jewish people are really needed in this world. But how do I learn the Shem HaTorah? Is there a way for me to learn with the intention that I'm doing Torah service? Watch this. Honestly, this is one of those powerful lines in the book. V'hine kol halomei Torah hu motzi mi'akoach ala poles metzius ha-chachma mitzad nafsho. Every nefesh is a little bit different. Every nefesh around this table has different experiences, different midos, different spiritual makeup. And the nefesh that you have not only is different than the nefeshos at this table, it's different than any nefesh in this room, any nefesh in Klal Yisrael around today. And who wants to tell me the next step? That ever was or ever will be. How do I know that? What's the raya? Because otherwise you wouldn't be here. If you're here, it's because your nefesh has a unique light, a unique koach that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to share with the world. Says Rav Kook, every nefesh that has its encounter with Torah is creating a new light that never was before, never will be for the history of mankind. And when your nefesh is exposed to Torah and it's immersed in Torah, you are actually revealing something. Mina koach ala poel, from potential wisdom to actual wisdom that has never taken place before and will never take place again. Ubevadai eno dome haor hamischadesh mitzad chibur haTorah lenefesh zo laor hanolad mehischabrusa lenefesh acheres. Bevadai, says Rav Kook, there's no suffering that the light that is born when my nefesh connects to Torah is not the light that is born when Yaakov's nefesh connects. And it's not the light that's born when Jordan's nefesh connects. And every single individual nefesh, when it connects with Torah, similar to a zachar and a nekeva, there's something new that's born. There's a new zivug taking place. And that zivug, that coupling of your nefesh with Torah, is breeding a new light in the world that never was and never will be. L'mashal l'mah davar domeh. Let me explain the mashal that I once thought of, b'siyata d'shemaya. It's like the Torah is one of these huge projector lights. Like every l'havdil elav havdalah, it's like at a Cubs game. They have lights now in Cubs Stadium, right? So they used to not, right? So, okay, you know, this huge, huge projector lights. It almost looks like it's daytime at the ball game. Now, can you imagine this? Before the ball game, everyone, the stadium is packed, 50,000 people, and they give out these slides, these clear sheets of plastic. And every sheet of plastic is a different color. No two colors are the same. And they ask people one by one to get up on the tower and hold their lens, hold their sheet of plastic, hold the lens that they received up to that light. And what is now shown onto the field? What do you see? You see the projector. You see that huge, powerful light. Just took on a new color. And no one ever else had that color before. And no one else will be. And the whole stadium is like shouting, yeah, you're awesome. And then you get off the tower. And then the next guy gets on the tower. Beautiful light blue. And he holds it up. And there's a new light blue shining onto the stadium. And everyone's cheering because no one has ever seen such a light. 50,000 different tinges and colors and hues, and everyone is slightly different. And every single time someone does that, there's that mifgash, that encounter of Torah with your soul is creating something that never was before. So the Torah is kiner mitzvah v'Torah ol. And our nefesh is a window. It's a very unique window. And when you hold that nefesh up to the light of Torah, you are creating something that's so mechudash, that's so new. It never was before and it never will be again. The Kevan Shaka, the Im Kain, look at this. Hu magdil ha-Torah mamish bilimudo. What is that? What does that mean? Every time we sit down to learn a word of Torah, what are we doing? Who magdil haTorah mamish bilimuda? What does that mean? What do you mean you're magdil Torah? What are you doing? What does the word magdil mean? Increase. Huh? You're increasing Torah with every word you learn. Because the Torah is not just this one defined, limited mass of knowledge that we're trying to pick up. The Torah is a light. And your nefesh is shining a new tinge of that light, a new shade of that light is now being is shining now into the world as a result of your nefesh. The world has never seen that before, and therefore your mamish magdil Torah b'limudo. Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, v'firchach hirba lehem Torah mitzvah shenema, Hashem chafetz l'man tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. What we're doing in the Beis Medrash Chevra is not just learning Torah, we're being magdil Torah. There's no other chachma like this in the world. Think about all your other subjects in school. It's just trying to attach to a chachma that already exists. Think about every single subject from high school, from college, any other chachma you're ever going to learn. There's an already existing body of knowledge, and you're trying to connect. You're trying to wrap your mind around it. You're trying to grasp it. Talmud Torah is the ultimate act of Yetzira, of creator. You're not just connecting. You're Magdil Torah. So what does Torah Lishma mean? When you sit down at your makom in the Beis Medrash, try this next time, next Seder, what should you be thinking according to Rav Kook? This is such an empowering thought. You open your Gemara for Bikias, the world is about to see what? The world is about to see a light that it has never seen before. Is it Gaiva? No, it's not Gaiva. You're just recognizing that your nefesh is different. This is a daf that's been learned 30 billion times. But the way your mind is going to grasp it, the way you're going to organize the information, the words that you use to explain the Gemara to your Chavrusa, did you ever feel that? I get this in Shir all the time. You ever feel someone's trying to explain a Nekuda? And you agree with the guy 100%. You just feel you would have explained it differently. You would have used different words. You were going to start from the end, go to the beginning. How many times has this happened in Shir? Where a guy says a teretz, I say, I'm just going to reword it. I'm not saying something different, because my mind works differently. Yeah, the daf in Bikias has been done 30 billion times. But when it meets your brain, there's something new. There's a davar chadash here. You were just magdil Torah. So when you're sitting down to the Beis Medrash at your makom, inyan Torah lishma l'shem haTorah. I'm about to do a service for Torah, not just stam a service. I'm not just giving it a drink. What I'm doing is I'm giving it the most awesome mitzvahs it could possibly have. I'm giving it a tangible worldly mitzvahs, the only thing it was lacking before Briyas HaOlam. The Kevan Shakadosh Baruch Hu wrote says Sheyagdil Torah. This is clearly echoing that pasuk. Since God wants that increase of Torah, Haderech Hayasher Hu Shel Yilmad Adam Mitzad Ahavaso Es Ha'ora Gadol. So, what's the most awesome, the purest Torah Lishma? I'm learning Torah because of the new light that is being born. It's like a snowball. You ever make a snowman? You make a little ball, and then you roll it through the snow, and it keeps getting bigger. That's Torah Lishma. I'm rolling the snowball now, and now I'm adding to it. I'm adding my own. Is the Welt going to know which part is mine? Never. Maybe. Maybe one day I'll be able to write down Chidushin. But is the Welt going to know what I'm adding? No, I'm adding it to the snowball. I'm not doing it for my kavod. I'm not doing it so that my name is on the Dvar Chiddush. I'm doing it because Hashem wants the light to be increased more and more throughout history. I'm doing my part. Can I add something that's a little scary? What happens if you don't hold your thing up? What happens if you don't hold up your lens with your distinct color? Is anyone else going to be able to compensate for that? That means your Torah. If you're not megaleh, guess what's going to happen? You're not just being mechaser, you're not just denying yourself something. You're denying something to the Torah HaKadosha. The Torah HaKadosha is looking at you with eyes of hope. It wants you to be megala your part. If your chelek is left unrevealed, if you don't have the courage to step up, hold up your nefesh, and being megala your Torah, There's a void that's going to be in this world forever. And I don't know about Gilgal and the Shamas. Don't talk to me about that. I don't understand. I can't talk about things I don't understand. But your nefesh, if it doesn't reveal the Torah that it was meant to reveal in this world, there's going to be a void that you have left in the world forever. God sent you here with a mission, with a shlichus, and because of laziness, and because it was hard to get up in the morning, because it was too cold out there after taking off the blanket, you guys will see this in Chorav Zman. Because of personal comfort, I'm denying the world of a light that only I can introduce. This is one of the most powerful Musar points I've ever heard. God and Torah and the whole Jewish people, the Dorosov, throughout the generations, are all eyes around me. Am I going to create or introduce this light that only I can introduce? What an achrayus, Rabbozai. Sometimes I feel like guys look around the base measures and say, if I'm not there, what's the big deal? I don't learn so loudly. I don't sound like I scream. What's going to be lacking in the base measures? Look at the whole sugya. The whole base measures is learning the sugya. But after this, Hashem wants Yagdil Torah. He wants you to add something that only you can add. One final thought. Does this Piskan Rav Kook not give a new meaning to the tefillah, the same chalkenu, the sarasa? You understand me? The same chalkenu, the sarasecha. What does that mean now? What's the same chalkenu, the sarasecha? Allow me, God. Give me the kochos to reveal my chalek. Because there's a chalek that only I can reveal. Go to Mincha.